Fix it. Getting accountability right. 240 solutions to your toughest business problems. Authors: Roger Connors, Tom Smith, Craig Hickman, Tracy Skousen, and Marcus Nichols. Introduction. There's an issue affecting you, your team, and most likely your entire organization that you need to fix, and that you need to fix now. Accountability is broken and must be fixed in order for people, teams, and organizations to get the results they want. It's a problem that's getting worse in almost every society around the globe. The steps to accountability. Imagine a chart made of a horizontal line. Above the line are steps to accountability. To see it, own it, solve it, and do it. This is where people take accountability for the circumstances they face and ask the question, what else can I do? Below the line, on the other hand, is where the blame game or victim cycles occur. It's where the traditional dictionary definition of accountability seems to drive people. Nothing good happens below the line. It's a natural human reaction to drop below the line when we face bad news and difficult obstacles that are seemingly outside our control. But rising above the line allows us to attack the problem and get the results we're looking for. With this, we offer a new definition of accountability. It is a personal choice to rise above one's own circumstances and demonstrate the ownership necessary for achieving key results. See it, own it, and do it. How to read fix it. In the following lines, we'll explore several traits that hinder accountability. We'll offer three solutions to each one, so it will position you whether you're a member of a team that has to turn in big deliverables, b a team leader working to guide a team towards certain objectives, or c a leader of an organization that has specific results to achieve. Trait 1. Obtaining the perspective of others. See it. Most of us get a failing grade when it comes to taking the see it step and finding out what people are really thinking. Uncorrected, this inability to obtain perspective could be a fatal flaw in your efforts to stay above the line and take advantage of the power of personal accountability. Going back to the workplace accountability study, 3 out of 4 respondents said that people in their organization didn't obtain the perspectives of others enough for it to be considered any kind of real advantage. Clearly, it's hard to see the whole elephant when you're not even looking. Fix it. A. For myself, wear the uniform. Paulette Wage, Regional Human Resources Manager at McDonald's Hawaii, will often wear the McDonald's uniform while shopping, commuting to work, or just random errands. Paulette wants to experience how her employees are treated. Wearing the uniform and getting in the trenches gives her compassion and motivates her to work harder for her people. B. On my team. Take every meeting. Brad Lee, president of Breg Inc., a large Southern California medical device manufacturer, told us that he is driven by his own sense of personal humility, something that prompts him to take every meeting that people request of him. C. In my organization, look for the quiet ones. Chris Baldwin, president of Kohler Co.'s, Fawcett's business, openly admitted that in the past, he personally struggled to overcome the temptation to make a decision and act on it without getting enough input from others under a tight deadline. To counteract this, he learned to listen to alternative voices, to actively solicit feedback, and to chase additional and sometimes alternative points of view. Trait 2. Communicating openly and candidly. See it. Dealing openly and candidly with others is a business necessity and is how a real business pro operates. Yet research shows that only 1 in 3 people believes they or anyone in their company or organization consistently and clearly says what they think. Fix it. A. Say it like it is. Bad news never ages well. So says Alan Taylor, CFO of eFile Cabinet, and past financial leader for Helios, Adaptive Computing Ford, and Boeing. According to Alan, something he learned long ago is that any leader needs to be timely and straight up with employees, creating an environment where all facts are laid out. Bad news gets worse if you try to hide it. Alan believes that the sooner you come forward, the more open and candid you can be, the quicker you can do something about it, and the less costly it will be for everyone. B. Check in by making sure you have not checked out. Carolyn Solomon, COO of Hillrom, a global medical technology company, suggested a way to short-circuit post-meeting distress disorder, PMDD, a common ailment that can plague almost any team. In the end of every meeting, Carolyn goes around the room to check in with each person, asking one tough question. Was this meeting worth the time you invested in it? And if not, how can we make it better? C. Try weekly breakout calls. Bill Becker, COO of Restrator LTP Management Group, starts each Tuesday with an 8:30 a.m. call with his leadership team, during which they review last week's results and look ahead to the next week. At 9:30, they split up, and each C-suite leader gets on a call with a group of general managers, which involves a similar discussion, where people offer candid perspectives and feedback. Trait 3. Asking for and offering feedback. See it. The majority of people in organizations today avoid asking for or offering feedback. Why? Because people believe feedback happens only when something has gone wrong, is going wrong, or will soon go wrong. This false belief had led to extremely low levels of feedback in most organizations. In fact, most people say that feedback really happens only during annual performance appraisal time, when it's often too late to do anything about it. Fix it. A. Use the 75-25 rule. Ian Baines, currently CEO of the family restaurant chain Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen, told us about a notable leadership feedback practice. His secret is simple. Listen 70% of the time. Talk and explain what you're going to do with what you're hearing 25% of the time. He believes if you're going to ask for feedback, then you might as well listen closely to what people have to say so that you truly understand what they think. Ian also believes that unless you get real feedback from the right people, you drastically reduce your ability to execute and actually get things done. B. Plug into the pulse of the organization. Don Vinci, Senior Vice President of Human Resources and Chief Diversity Officer for electric power production company Entergy, holds regular small group and team meetings of no more than 15 people to plug directly into important feedback. His only rule? Those in attendance can't be his direct reports. Taking his approach enables Don to get feedback from people many levels below him. C. Eat and ask. Brad Pilo, a serial CEO of high-tech startups like i.tv, created an extremely open philosophy, represented by his current company's all-hands Friday lunch hour, where he made it clear that people need to show up prepared to ask or say anything. Trait 4. Hearing and saying the hard things to see reality. See it. Mull over these 5 clues for determining whether you possess a fairly accurate view of reality. 1. You can effectively state the case of those who do not agree with you. 2. You have spoken with the person who you know will most likely disagree with you. 3. You have gone out of your way to seek the views of people who you ordinarily would not speak to, but who might offer some insight into the situation. 4. You've confided in the persons you most trust and have convinced them that you really want to know what they think. 5. You have confided in the persons you most trust and have convinced them that you really want to know what they are hearing. Fix it. A. Ask "if you were me" questions. Matt Stevens, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for archival media maker MDisc, told us that there is a need for those in leadership to build the sorts of relationships that make people free to say what needs to be said. As he puts it, hearing and saying hard things are hard only if they are tied to negative emotions. B. Try leader assimilation. 4 questions are asked in frank, two-way discussions that incorporates asking and saying the hard things. What does the team member know about the leader? What would the team like to know about the leader? What concerns does the team have for the leader and the organization? What should the leader know about the team? C. Try and exec connect. David Bennett, CEO of cloud-based software manufacturer Lanyon, created a formal company-wide communication plan that includes a weekly Exec Connect meeting, or executive connection. There's no agenda, and the only rule is you can ask anything. Trait 5. Being personally invested. See it. Without personal investment and engagement, people tend to focus on their immediate task list, often to the detriment of the broader key results the team or organization is trying to deliver. Personal investment comes as people take time to poke at it, discuss it, and test it, particularly when the chance occurs in a team settling with those they must work with to carry out the task. Fix it. A. Interview yourself every day. Years ago, Hugh Ekberg, president of Kitchen and Bath Americas for Kohler Co., developed the practice of holding an interview with himself every day on his drive home. At the end of each workday, he explicitly asks himself, "When was I below the line today?" Then he forces himself to answer the question as if someone superior were asking it. B. Share some life stories. Matt Stevens, vice president of sales and marketing for archival digital media maker MDisc, told us another practice he learned at a former job. Once a month, one member of his team was asked to participate in a life stories exercise. The goal was team building through human transparency, something that surprisingly promoted engagement and investment. C. Scare away before you hire them. Hani Masarani, CEO of clinical diagnostics innovator Genmark Diagnostics, told us, "We try to scare people away early by emphasizing that it doesn't matter what your job description is. We have a lot to do with the last person out, dumps the trash, and turns off the lights mentality." Conclusion. Treating only the symptoms of dysfunction that stem from poor accountability practices will cause you to lose time and miss opportunities to get real traction toward the results you want. You must fix accountability first before anything else.